going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have a hot topic, and that topic is wives who refuse to serve their husbands their plates. Now, we know that is a particularly hot topic, especially within the American Black community. There have been numerous videos of husbands whose wives outright refused to serve them a plate. And they proudly proclaim, I will serve my husband a plate, despite your husband working himself into an early grave to provide for you. Ladies, this is something that occurs in the West far too much. However, this article shows you what could possibly end up happening. Now, this article was published on the 31st of May. Refused dinner. Karnataka man beheads his wife, skins her, and chops up her body. Yes, gentlemen, we are returning to good old Maskistan. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man was arrested in Karnataka's Tumakuru for beheading and skinning his wife's body after she refused to serve him dinner, police said on Friday. He confessed to offlining his wife, police said. The body of 35-year-old Pushpa was found inside the kitchen of their house in the district's, village where she lived with her husband, Shivaram. The couple had been married for over 10 years and lived in a rented house with their 8-year-old son. According to police, they had a fight on Monday night when Shivaram, who worked at a sawmill, returned from home. The couple had frequent fights over Shivaram's job, police said. As the fight escalated, Pushpa refused to serve him dinner. Enraged by this, Shivaram used a machete to stab and behead her, police said. He spent the night skinning her body and chopping it up into pieces, police said. In the morning, he informed his landlord about what he did. The couple's son, who was in the house at the time of the termination, was found asleep, police said. Quote unquote, during questioning, he confessed to the termination. They had minor fights. On Tuesday, they fought over his employment. He offlined his wife and informed his employer, who called us. We have sent the body for post-mortem analysis, Ashok Venkat, superintendent of police, Tumkar, said. Well, well, well. Wow. This guy literally went Leatherface. You see, ladies, over here in the West, you depend on the system. And we all know when it comes to the system, they have a monopoly on violence, which is why so many Western wives are able to impose their will on their husbands, because they know they have the gun of the state that is thoroughly available to them. And they know they can use it whenever they want. However much the state has a monopoly on violence, no matter if that woman does have the gun of the state, let's go ahead and talk about the true reason why women are allowed to do what they do over here in the West. Men's restraint. Yep, we men know that we have a price to pay if we decide to take matters into our own hands, like Mr. Shivaram did. I find it ironic. He was just so burned out by his wife. He said, yep, I did it. Nothing more, nothing less. Told his landlord, told his boss. Yep, I did this. What more can I say, gentlemen? This guy thoroughly was willing to accept his fate. Yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the machete of malice. I'm going to give that a 25. Psychological impact, I got to give this a 40. Thinking they had to go in there and find a chopped up carcass. Trust me, gentlemen, that would definitely send some shivers down even the hardened cop's spine. And for the brutality factor, stabbed, beheaded. He literally put her to the sword. I'm going to give that a 35. So Shivaram the Slayer gets a score of 110. Ladies, gotta reiterate, a lot of you really believe your own hype. You think men are afraid of you. I find that hilarious. Every time I hear a woman talk about, oh, men are afraid of us. No, men are not afraid of you. No. It's because we men know that because of you, we have to deal with other men who are working on your behalf. That's what keeps a lot of men restrained. So you as an entity, men have and never will be afraid of women. I don't know why they keep preaching that nonsense. No, 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 no. However, what you women truly do not understand is something that I always talk about. The restraint of men. That is the only reason why you're allowed to get away with what you do. Because we men know there's going to be consequences. Yes, you women still do not understand fully just how lucky a lot of you really are. But this man right here, another man that was so beaten down by his marriage, his wife refusing to serve him dinner, that was the spark that set him off. Far too many married men, ladies, are living lives to where they honestly look at you like, if I could only get away with it. If I could get away with offlining this bitch. A lot of you women truly do not understand that. Yep. Lots of married men have those thoughts. But I'm going to reiterate, it's only because they fear the consequences of their actions that they don't act. However, trust me, ladies, there are more men out here like Shivaram. they say, fuck it. They no longer care about the consequences of their actions. And guess what? That's when they take matters into their own hands, and that's when the mask gets put on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out here, you really, really need to take some time to understand this. It's only because your husband does not want to go into that cage that you're still walking this earth. But you women, you take your man for granted. You don't care. No matter how good a man is to you, no matter how well he treats you, nothing. It does not matter. And yet, we have a society that so thoroughly incentivizes divorce that, yeah, so many husbands are living as hostages in their marriage. Oh, I'm definitely going to talk about Kenya, because Kenya did a thing. Yeah. Hopefully, the world would follow Kenya's thought pattern on this. But we know, especially over here in America, no, divorce is so highly incentivized. It is a multi-billion dollar a year industry. And of course, the men, the husbands, they know how fucked they are when their wives decide to use the gun of the state. But like I said, that is definitely another video for another time. So, once again, you wives, giving you a warning. You think your husband is all happy-go-lucky? Nope. There are times in which your husband has definitely thought about, you know what? If I could get away with it, I would definitely take out the bane of my existence. And believe you me, ladies, a lot of you are the bane of your man's life. So you better understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have over your husband, which is false, by the way, that power can definitely go out in an instant. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the state against your husband, that idea can go out right along with it. Why? Because no matter what the response time is of the state, when your husband decides today's the day, there will be nobody there to protect you from his wrath. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.